We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
.12:01, the best hour of Show and Vern. Remember, Show and Vern is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix, and flip guys at kclynn.com. I am Ron the Show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont. Vern, you're in. Steve Serta is producing this bad boy power packed hour. We got Cody Tapp, our Royals insider, at 12:30. And I think you got a chance to win some coming up.
Yeah, an MVP golf card coming up in the next 10 minutes.
There you go.
Pete said he'd come on if we want him.
So, yeah, man, a big, 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 big show today. We appreciate you jumping on with us and allowing us to try to entertain you during your lunch break. And I want to do this. I was up last night. I was watching a mixture of finishing the Home Improvement True Hollywood Story, and then I got into original Kings of Comedy, and then the Royals. So I was up for it, and I was watching Whit Merrifield go off last night, 2 home runs, 6 RBIs. He let it go last night. And that's the type of performance that teams are looking at. I'm telling you, there are several teams in this league that are eyeing Whit Merrifield, guys that probably have scouts from different teams across the league, teams that are contenders, have scouts on Whit Merrifield. And things like that could make a desperate team do something reckless. And I have been talked about as reckless at times myself. The one thing that is not reckless with me is the show's stamp of approval. And I'm willing to put it on right now. I think there are teams that fit the build of doing something reckless that are watching Whit Merrifield, and you're hearing smoke. Not the Jay Binkley smoke, but you are hearing smoke. I have seen reports from Dodger reporters talking about how good of a fit Whit would be. Then we see reports of the other day coming out about maybe what it would take and how much what the Dodgers have in their farm systems to maybe get a Whit Merrifield. Right now, show stamp of approval, Vern. I believe the Los Angeles Dodgers, a team that's desperate, a team that needs to win a championship, a team that hasn't won a championship since Earl Hershiser in 1988, a team that's watched teams in its own city step up like the Rams and get to the Super Bowl, and now the Lakers make a big move and become the talk of the town. The Dodgers, who have a lot of pressure on them, I don't know another team, another franchise, with the exception maybe of the Lakers, that are as desperate as the Dodgers. I believe the L.A. Dodgers fit the bill. They have great prospects. I think they could be inclined to do something reckless. They have struggled all year in the leadoff spot. They have struggled from production from second base. It's not a big contract at all. And the Dodgers have done it a bunch of times. They don't give a rip about prospects. They're trying to win now. I think that is a team that you should look out for, and not only look out for, as I said, if you missed it earlier, show stamp of approval to go 2-5-4. I'm saying it right now, 12:04, June 19th. The Kansas City Royals are going to trade Whit Merrifield to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Wait, so the show stamp of approval is 4-4 right now.
Had a couple of struggles.
So why don't we change the name of it to Show's Flip of a Coin?
It's not Flip of a Coin.
But it is. I mean, it literally is. A 50-50 proposition is a flip of a coin. They're not... I don't even want to talk about the point you're making.
Why?
Just the... Protein House Eat With, can I ask the people a question real quick? Protein House Eat With a Purpose text line 69306. What kind of reputation does the show stamp of approval have?
Tiger.
Like, if you had to describe the show stamp of approval, to me, it's very J.R. Smith. That's you show
ridiculous.
Up to the
That's
gym, and it
ridiculous.
Could be just raining threes. But then the next day, you go back to the same gym, and my man doesn't know what score it is, or what the score is, or what team he plays for.
J.R. Smith.
If the show stamp of approval was an athlete, it's J.R. Smith. So the fact that you put this stupid stamp on this silly idea that the Dodgers, who, by the way, have the best record in the National League.
So?
Are percentage points behind the Minnesota Twins for the best record in all of Major League Baseball.
So?
You're going to tell me that that organization is so desperate to do what exactly?
Win a championship.
Well, they're well on their way right now because they have the best record in the National League.
This is as dumb as you've ever said.
They need to add pitching, not offense. Ron, they have the best run differential in all of Major League Baseball. They're outscoring opponents by 119 runs. They're fine when it comes to offense. They need more pitching. And what it would take to get Whit Merrifield out of Kansas City is, look, the Dodgers have three of the top 100 prospects in Major League Baseball. I need two of them. I need two of them.
The Dodgers have what? Because someone said, to our guy Reggie from Anaheim said the Dodgers don't have a good farm system.
They have three of the top 100 players as far as MLB.com's prospect rankings are concerned. I need two of them and then another piece from your top 20 prospects. Look, Whit Merrifield should bring in more than what Ben Zobrist did and Johnny Cueto combined. Now, combined, they brought in a grand total of five different pitchers. So I would need something akin to that. The Dodgers aren't that desperate for the services of Whit Merrifield.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
that's beside
combined.
The point.
Okay, it's not. Whit doesn't command that combined.
Whit Merrifield is one of the 25 best players in Major League Baseball as far as everyday players
Johnny
are
Cueto
concerned.
Was an ace, a starting pitcher.
You
and know you
had
how
him
valuable
for
starting
three
pitching
months.
Is.
And you had Ben Zobrist for 3 months. You're going to get Whit Merrifield for more than 3 years.
Yeah, it's a high price. It ain't them combined.
Ron, what's the best attribute? You say this all the time. What's the best attribute of Whit Merrifield? His
versatility.
Correct. Which means if you bring in a player with that versatility, he's always going to fit. Right, the Dodgers can still be the Dodgers in the offseason and bring in big-name free agents and find a spot for Whit Merrifield. So when you're talking about a player like that, the Marwin Gonzalez, the Ben Zobrist, guys that can do a little bit of everything, and those guys are worth their weight in gold. You're going to have to back up the prospect Brinkstruck to get Whit Merrifield. Why am I so... I don't even know why I'm paying this much attention to it.
Because I don't think you're giving enough credence to the fact of how desperate the Dodgers are. I think the Dodgers are really, really desperate and a huge issue. Even though they have a big lead in the division, a huge issue for them is they're not getting any production out of second base, and the production from the leadoff spot is low. And Whit Merrifield is a guy who can do different things.
Well,
he can
then they'll
steal
go
bases.
Another avenue, Ron. It's just too expensive to pry Whit Merrifield out of Kansas City.
They have in the past, they have given up high prices to get players. They have done it. And they're a team that's even more desperate than they have been in the past. I'm telling you, I can completely see that happening. I can completely see them going over the top and saying, okay, man, we need to give ourselves the best opportunity to absolutely win this thing. And do they? And you know the Dodgers, they've got stuff where they can go get pitching too. But you know the Dodgers, we got to do everything we can. We got to put ourselves in the best position. And they have a hole at second base. And Whit Merrifield is, as you said, one of the top 25 players in baseball. And the Dodgers are about winning a championship
right now.
Right,
and Whit Merrifield's not what stands in between them and a championship. They have one of the three best offenses statistically in Major League Baseball, the best rotation in Major League Baseball. And their bullpen is top 10 in Major League Baseball. Add a few bullpen arms. That's what has and will continue to ail them moving forward. Just continue to bring in arms. You're not going to part with the kind of prospects that it would take to get Whit Merrifield. The Royals aren't actively trying to dump Whit Merrifield.
I'm not saying they are.
No, it's so you're going to have to knock their socks off, and the Dodgers aren't that desperate. They don't have a necessity to be that desperate when you have one of the three best offenses in Major League Baseball. Because the stats and the evidence, Mr. Evidence, the evidence says
they don't have any production at second base and at the leadoff spot. They have a good offense, but you know offense in the playoffs can go dry. And you got to give yourself every bit of opportunity you can.
There will be somebody easier like avenues him to start. Address whatever you're saying ails their offense. There will be, again, easier options. Guys that you won't have to part with as many prospects as you would to bring in Whit Merrifield.
Yeah, and a less desperate team might go in other directions. But a desperate team, like I saw a desperate team in 2015, went and tried to get the best starting pitcher off the market from Johnny Cueto and didn't give a damn what it took. And went and got Ben Zobrist and didn't give a damn what it took. And the Dodgers, to me, are more desperate than the Royals were in 2015.
Yeah, all I see is a desperate man trying to save a stupid stamp
of approval. 5-4, damn it, it's coming.
It's a coin flip. Shows coin flip of the day.
No, it's stamp of approval. That's disrespectful.
All right, let's give away this KC MVP golf card. Gets you on five of the area's best courses. Well, Memorial, Minor Park, Sycamore Ridge, Heart of America, and Adams Point.
Come on now.
MVPGolfKC.com is where you can purchase your MVP golf card. Two rounds at each of those courses, just $99. Now, it's $340 worth of golf, but you can purchase it for $99 at MVPGolfKC.com. Let's give one away to caller number 11. Caller number 11, 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610.
Oh, God. Boy, don't let this trade happen. Don't let this trade happen. Y'all won't be able to shut my fat ass up.
We can't shut your ass up to begin with.
You're right.
You see, I left fat out of that.
But you fought it.
No, I don't. No, I didn't.
I believe you.
I don't view you like
that. We got
that,
love.
Man.
We got love.
I love you too.
I love you, man, so much. Kate, you got a good one. I swear to God, Kate, if you do anything to hurt this man, I'll hunt your ass down.
I care about you guys too.
Wow. Thanks, Steve. That was surprising.
I won't do anything, but I'll stick Mama Show on you. You don't want that. Don't hurt this man.
Love you, Steve.
I'm not there yet. I feel like I can come to you about stuff like this.
Come to me with anything, baby.
And I want to know what is the proper etiquette. Man, I'm watching MLB tonight last night. I've watched a lot. I'm watching MLB tonight last night, and I saw a foul ball. You know how they come in and they're just talking over games. I saw a foul ball hitting into the stands. Maybe you were watching it last night and you saw it. There was a man and a kid. This kid looked like Vern. I don't know, you know, eyeballing it. 12, 13 years old. And there was a fly ball hit up and a foul ball, and he went, and both of them went to go catch it. They both went to go get off the foul ball, and it was clear to me, it looked like this guy, the adult, was a dad, and he had a little kid that was behind him jumping up and down. This little kid looked like he was like 5 or 6, and it looked like the dad was trying to get the ball for the kid. Now, they cut away, so I was a little pissed off because I didn't know how that finished. But what is etiquette to you? Because this has happened to me. I've caught two foul balls for Little Show, and he was excited as hell. Caught one for Mrs. Show, too. I've got a propensity of getting foul balls. I don't know what it is. But I've caught a couple balls for my son. If you're the adult and you're faced with that 12, 13-year-old and you're trying to get this for your son, can you compete with the 12-year-old? The 12, 13-year-old, because normally you don't fight with a kid, get a ball. You catch it, you give it to him. But can you compete if you're trying to get it for your son? I'm just asking. I
feel like I'm going to get way too worked up.
Why?
Like, I am trying to calm myself right now from just.
Are you getting angry?
Losing it right now. Yes.
Why?
So many different things.
Is this easy?
For me, it is. Now, I think most people are going to side with you, to be honest. My rules are, once you hit. Whenever you feel like you're a man or whenever you feel like you're a woman, you're no longer jumping or chasing foul balls. If it's hit to you, you can catch it. If it's rolling in front of you, you can reach down and pick it up. But once you become or you feel like an adult, that means you no longer jump and you no longer chase after it.
Oh, that's just
not and true. You most certainly do not compete for it.
You can scale down your row at least.
Disagree.
Oh, God.
Furthermore, when you say that you've caught two foul balls, what does caught
off the
mean?
Bounce. Yeah, there have been some. I mean, catch it with my hands off the bounce.
To add on to that then. Kiss my ass you caught it for your son. And kiss my ass that you caught it for your wife. This was solely about you.
It was
to
not.
Even ask this question. Can I compete for a foul ball for my son? That's not for your son, you son of a bee. You know it's not.
It
That's
is.
For you to get the camera on you,
it's not
to
either.
Hold the ball up, and to get on television. That's what
it's
this is about.
Either. I don't hold it
don't
up.
Act
I walk it right over to my son.
No. Everybody wants that triumphant moment.
Right. All right, here we go.
That's
Protein House,
about.
Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. I want to know foul ball etiquette. No. If you're trying to get, if you go after a foul ball, and you've got a little kid, a son, you want to get the foul ball for your son. Can you compete
that
with
it? That means nothing to him, Ron.
It does. These foul balls, oh, up yours.
It's just like the
Are
people that catch
me?
The ball and then chug their beer.
Your
beers.
Dad is at it's home rolling around.
To feel
that
like
meant
you're
something
at the top
for
of the
you.
Mountain.
It didn't mean something. Oh, God. I have gotten Little Show two foul balls, and he was jumping up and down in the stands, losing it when he got that foul ball. It does, too, mean something.
He'll never remember it. You only remember when it was you. That's why you're so solely focused on yourself. There are three rules of foul balls once you become an adult. You don't jump. You don't chase after it.
That's
but if you
stupid.
Pick it up, you know that's about you. Nah. You can give it to a kid later, but you wanted the glory, damn it. If you didn't want the glory, let the kid do it.
It's not about the
you're
glory.
You're selfish.
I want to get it. No, I'm not selfish. I'm trying to give it to my little boy.
Then let him go get it. Let him compete.
He's 5, man. No, I'm not letting him go compete.
And you're 35.
I'm just
a 5-year-old competing with a 12-year-old makes sense. A 35-year-old
no,
boxing
doesn't.
Out a 12-year-old.
No, it doesn't. He's not.
That
he,
is
that's
just
not getting
about
over there
you
quick enough.
Getting
that's
on Fox Sports
that
Kansas City.
Yeah, that's something I would do.
When I go,
that's
the,
something I would do, and I would do it shamelessly.
I want to go out there and make moments and memories
and
for
I
my kid.
And I wouldn't give it to the child.
I want to make moments and memories for my. I'm damn sure. Look, oh, Princess Show at 2 right now? Let me get her a ball. I have a chance. I'm just wondering. Like, because I do feel bad. Like, if I were to catch it and I were to get the ball, I would be like, should I give this to this 13-year-old or should I take this back to my kid?
Protein House with the Purpose, text line 69306. Why can't the kid just get it
why
himself?
Why does it have to be so? Why do you think I'm doing it out of selfishness to be a...
Because we've been together for almost a year. All right? I know who you are.
But
you want that television
but
time.
But also, what have you said?
God knows you beg for Sunday sound off every single
well,
week
maybe
on
you,
this show.
You know what? Now that I believe you just lied, you lied to me all the time when you think I'm a good father.
Oh, you're a good father.
I'm and I'm trying, make, I'm trying to you're, make a place where...
You are a very look-at-me father.
I'm out here trying to create memories for my kids, man. And if I got a chance, I'm thinking about it, man. I just looked at that, and I felt like that guy was in a quandary because he's looking back. He's got his little boy. Go get it, Dad. And when you hear the go get it, Dad, that's like I'm a superhero. I'm trying to go, and, like, I got to get this for him. But then he's 12.
Let him learn. You want something, you go get it, kid. How do you think your dad bought these tickets? Huh? Went out there and attacked the day. I mean, you're just missing life lessons left and right.
I think you're going over the top attacking me on this, but I think there is a point to that guy's 12. You can't compete with a 12-year-old. You just got to let that go. If there's another adult, maybe it's – I'm just wondering. It looks like a lot of people think you can compete with a 12-year-old.
Listener 22, I caught a foul ball from Ian Kinsler and immediately gave it to my son. The whole crowd said, aw. I was like, what'd you guys expect me to do? Now, if you catch it,
yeah,
if it's hit
different.
To you, that's different.
That's different.
This whole competing
What I'm
thing,
saying is there's a me, you, it's you and him
here's
alone
why.
And
11-year-old. Here's
year
why
old.
I know it's purely selfish.
Good God.
Is because as you are chasing down this ball, I know you, man, and I know in your mind you would think, oh, that damn camera's on me. I am not going to be the guy that comes up short. True. We all know what that guy looks like.
That is
the guy that does compete with the 12-year-old that comes up short. He's on one knee. You know that elbow is scuffed up.
That's not true. He is
disheveled. The hat is askew off his head, and he looks like a mess, and he kind of has to pick himself up, pull up his pants. You got that high crack. That high crack's going to be on
television.
Don't
bring that into it.
You do. You got a high butt crack.
I know it, but there's no reason for you to bring that into it.
You would showboat about it so
No
much.
Question.
I would not showboat
like you're
over getting it for my...
You'd
do
be
you,
fist
I don't
pumping.
Think you all know me.
You'd be
I
fist
really
pumping
don't.
The entire time.
I don't... Fist pumping? No, I'm not you, Serta. A heartless wonder.
You
I'm
would
not
grab
you.
The ball in the air.
I would grab
and
it and go give it to my
you
son.
Would, you would guy at the end of Breakfast
I'm not
club.
Going
You
over,
would do that with a baseball.
Like, for me, I would not get physical with the 12-year-old. I would just go after the ball. I'm not boxing him out like I would do an adult. I would not get physical. I would just grab the ball. This is not a selfish thing. I'm trying to create moments for my kid. I wouldn't look at the camera.
Protein Ozzie with a purpose. Text line 69306. Vern's dad must have been a real Richard Hood.
He is not. He's a fantastic man, I think. And I cannot wait to meet him.
From the 913. That's why I just... Show would be moonwalking with the ball
that
raised
is
above
not
his
true.
Head.
Come on, man. I'm not going to be Leslie Nielsen from Naked Gun.
That's where you go with moonwalking?
When I think of moonwalking with a baseball, I think of Leslie Nielsen when he was moonwalking with a baseball in hand. Without one, I think of...
Never liked those movies. Congratulations, James,
so
in Overland Park. James, you walk away with a KC MVP golf card. From the 913, Ron, you would grab the ball, look at the camera, and do the running man.
I just cannot. I do have the running man in my arsenal, but I just cannot believe that you all just believe that I'm out here. There's one thing. Listen, all right, I'll get you. I have an ego. Like Beyonce said, I have an ego. All right, I do. Do I think I'm the best at this? You're damn right I do. I got that type of confidence. But I also love my kids. And I ain't out there to be selfish about moments about my kids, about me. No, I'm trying to get the ball and get it for them. That would be the only reason.
To me, it's not the same. The kids got to get the ball for it to be memorable. Because believe it or not, Ron, your son's never caught a foul ball at a baseball game. And that's your fault.
He remembers.
And that's your fault. He could have.
He's three,
that memory.
Four, and five when he was going to games. I'm sorry, man. Oh. He'll get a chance to catch his, but he remembers moments.
No, because I
going
think you would get in his way and go, oh, got
you
that
don't
for
do
you,
that.
Kid.
You don't remember being at Tiger Stadium and having moments with your dad?
Yeah, I do. We never got a foul ball, though.
That's not his fault, though. Is that what it is? Are you blaming your dad because you didn't get a moment
I
to
mean,
catch
Mattingly,
a foul ball?
Mattingly sent a screamer right near us, and he didn't budge. Donnie Baseball. Love you, though, Dad. Happy Father's Day.
It is, man. I think that's what it is. You didn't get a foul ball. And Serta's never been to a real baseball game as a kid.
I went to a baseball game like 3 weeks ago.
Yep. That's why I said as a kid at the end of that. Missed that one.
I mean, I don't know my father.
God, Ron.
I never went to the games with my father either. I went with my mom. All right. And I do know him, though. What the hell do we do with that? Even this kid in here is looking like, Jesus, man.
This whole show got
I don't think he has any idea what our show is about.
When Serta says, help, shut up him. I don't know what that was about. When Serta says stuff like that, man. You could look at Serta and think, that was a guy who dressed gothic when he was in high school. Coming up, our Royals insider, Cody Tapp, joins us, and we've got to get him in on this, don't we?
Joe and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back into Show and Vern. Completely gotten away from us, and that's fine, I guess. Our days are numbered probably anyhow. So why not go out the way that we're going to go? Coming up shortly, we'll hear from our Royals insider.
That's right.
Mr. Cody Tapp. And remember, Cody Tapp is brought to you by AirQKC.org. Clean air, baby. We've got this.
And we'll get into Cody because we've got to address this with Cody because you're so strong on this. And Cody is in a place where he's got little ones like your boy. And I would love to see where he comes from. Did somebody win something last? I feel like, did we shout them out?
Yeah, we announced it.
Okay. Yep. All right. I was gone.
Oh, yeah. Give stuff away every day here, man.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't remember their name, so it's gone forever.
We'll give away more stuff coming up Christmas in July, July 8th through the 12th throughout baseball's All-Star Week. We'll be giving something away every segment on every show, every day. Christmas in July, Movie Monday, Ticket Tuesday, Wifey Wednesday, Thursday, and it all culminates with a Flyaway Friday. Trip for two to see Kansas City play in Chicago week 16. Two tickets to the game, airfare, and hotel. Christmas in July, every day, July 8th through the 12th.
Once again, Cody Tapp is brought to you by airqkc.org. Clean air, we've got this. Cody is with us. And, Cody, before we get to some of the big Royals things, we just had this debate on the show. I was watching MLB Network last night, and I want to know what the foul ball etiquette is. I saw a guy, he looked like he had like a 3 to 5 year old kid behind him that he was with, and a foul ball was hit on his row. He started tracking it along with a kid who looked like he was like 12 or 13 years old. If you're trying to catch the foul ball or get a foul ball for your kid, are you allowed to compete with the 12 year old?
Oh, man.
Come on now. Hold on. Think about it. Put yourself in your position. Let him answer the question.
You can't wipe out 12-year-olds, man.
No, not get physical. Like, not get physical.
Well, then what's competing?
Just compete. Like, go after it. Go after it. If my kid wasn't there, I wouldn't even go after it with a 12-year-old. I don't think you could box him out like I would do an adult. But go after it, right?
You're an adult. You're always boxing him out. Right. Like, if you're going above him, it's like we're playing basketball with a 12-year-old, and I just keep getting every rebound over the top of him. Like, it's all the same. He's got way less of a shot at getting the ball. I just got to hope he's a cool 12-year-old. Anyone 10 and under gets the ball automatically. 13, 14 and under, you got to give it to kids no matter what.
Yeah, you got to give it to
them. Sometimes those older kids. But, like, once kids get to, like, 15 or 16, it's cool for them to get a foul ball. But if they see the 2-year-old, some kids pony up too. I think you got to let the 12-year-old get it. If it rolls to you, fine. But compete, you can't compete. You got to just let him have it.
You know what? And Cody has two kids. How about, all right, I like that thought because Vern was just mean to me. I like that Vern was thinking that I would only do it just because I'm self-centered and I would want the praise.
Cody, when your son is of age to be able to run after a baseball, you want him to be the one to collect the baseball. Ron says he's going to chase after it and then give it to his son when I really know Ron's only chasing after it because he wants to be on Fox Sports Kansas City.
As the guy who's like, oh, look, he gave that kid his ball. It's like, yeah, it's his kid.
Right, exactly. It's happened to me twice. My rules are you don't jump and you don't chase once you feel as if you're an adult. Those two things you no longer do. If it hit to you, bounces to you, you can pick it up, you can catch it. You don't run after it and you don't jump for it.
I like what Cody.
You don't.
Go ahead, Cody.
I was just going to say, I don't think you go any more than like a seat and a half from your area once you're an adult. Yep.
See, I like what
left or right a few feet.
You can scale your row, in my opinion. I liked what Cody said, though, when he said you let the 12-year-old decide maybe he gives it to the kid. I can go with that. Don't miss it off the bounce.
The older kids will do that.
Yeah, don't miss it off the bat.
Cody, if that's not the biggest conversation we've had throughout the day, then the question of popcorn is, do you think popcorn is overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Properly rated. Thank you. A perfect movie snack and one you would never have at home. Like, I don't pop popcorn at home. I'll have it at the movies, which is the perfect location for it, or if it's just available, it's out, it's good snack food.
If there was a quiet chip, wouldn't you prefer the quiet chip over the popcorn at the movie theater?
Oh, man. A quiet chip. God, the movie theater part of that really does put a wrinkle in it.
That's the only reason popcorn's big. I think I prefer popcorn.
I think I'm probably just at this point mentally conditioned to think this way, but I feel like I prefer the popcorn at the movie just because that feels like the right environment.
You're just being a sheep. Just doing what society tells you to do, Cody. Come on, man.
I mean, I like those like poppables that Lay's makes. Those are pretty quiet.
Those are good.
I'm interested in that as a movie theater snack. Let's talk about that. I mean,
Cheez-It crisps.
I'm not saying I wouldn't eat a chip. Yeah. Yeah.
You can get burgers at the movies now. Why go popcorn?
I'm not going to let this happen again. I'm sorry, Cody, that Vern has quit today. Here is my thought coming out of yesterday's game. And I think Witt had an amazing performance, obviously, 6 RBIs, 2 home runs. You started to hear a little smoke about potentially the Dodgers. And I came out and I said it. I've not talked to anybody in the organization or anything like that, not gotten a tip for any source or anything. But I believe that the Dodgers are desperate. I don't know if there's a franchise, maybe other than the Lakers in pro sports, that's as desperate as the Dodgers. I think they could do something potentially reckless and really offer what maybe Dayton Moore would be looking for to really blow away the Royals with Whit Merrifield. I believe they're desperate enough, and I think it's going to happen. Your thoughts about the Dodgers and Whit Merrifield?
He's a perfect fit for a National League team.
Come on.
And honestly, for a team like the Dodgers, who already have, like, payroll through the roof, you're like, boy, do you really want to spend more? I'm like, they're not going to spend anything. It doesn't cost any money. He's, by baseball standards, free almost. So he makes a lot of sense. But, like, if I were the Royals, I've said this before, I don't just trade Witt to trade him. Like, I don't know the Dodgers system all that well, so I'd have to study it a little bit. But I think you need a top 30 prospect in baseball. Not in their organization. In baseball. You need a top-flight prospect and multiple guys to go behind it. But, of course, I mean, the Dodgers and an NL team make a lot of sense for the Royals. They get them out of their, you know, they get him out of their division, out of their league, and they don't have to see him, which is good because he's getting better, and so you don't want to see him every day if that's going to be the case. But it has to take a haul. And if the Dodgers are desperate enough and, hey, man, when you got payroll floating around at that number and you aren't winning, if I were a GM, I'd start feeling the pressure. I'd start thinking I had to win. So if they're willing to go crazy with it, then sure, take a call.
Dodgers have 3 of the top 100 prospects in baseball, 2 of the top 30. So they could part with what it would take, if that's what you're saying it would take to pry Whit Merrifield from Kansas City. They also have a 10-game lead in their division and the best record in the National League right now.
But it's about championships and winning a championship with the Dodgers. They have come so close and haven't been able to pull the trigger. They've got major pressure. Dave Roberts may lose his job if they don't win the World Series.
Like, when you're spending that amount of money, the pressure's, like, 10-game leads are nice. But, Vern, you remember, in 15, it was a runaway for the Royals in their division. That didn't stop them from making the big move.
Yeah, but to me, Witt is more valuable. To me, I would need to get what you gave up for Cueto and Zobrist combined.
Wow.
Because of not only Witt's talent, but age is on his side compared to Zobrist. The length of his contract is on the side of the Royals as well. To me, the Royals just have so much of the bargaining power that they should demand a king's ransom.
Oh, I agree. No, it should be, like, if they're going to really trade him, it has to be a haul. And I agree that it can't just be like, oh, we got just your top 30 guy. No, right. That's not going to get it done. Right. We're not just getting your Sean Manai. No, thanks. We need more just based on his current value. And I know Dayton said the other day, well, maybe he's less valuable now that he's signed the deal. I'm like, I don't think so. I feel like someone's telling you that because they want him cheaper. I don't think that's really true because of just where baseball is. Like, to have a versatile player like that, you know, we keep saying Zobrist as the comparison. His numbers, like, Zobrist was a really good on-base guy. So Witt still got a little catching up to do in that. He's got a better batting average than Zobrist had really at any point, at any stage of his career. The only thing with Witt was like, well, he'll never have Zobrist power because that he had 3 20 home run seasons and then ran into 27 once. Witt's on pace for 22 again this year. And he's a better stolen base guy, and he hits for better average, and he hits for generally more power. Like, Zobrist is still a good comp, if not Witt can get better. So right. For when they traded for Zobrist, he was, what, 33,
right.
34, and heading into a free agency year? No, I would ask the world. If he's saying, like, I thought Ron's saying, hey, the Dodgers might be stupid enough to give the world. Yeah, fine. Ask the world, because that's the only way I'm shipping him out.
I'll also say Witt's a better defender than Ben Zobrist was as well. Cody Tapp, our Royals insider, joining us here on Show and Vern. I think Ron is going there with Whit Merrifield because we're all somewhat desirous to make the trade deadline interesting in Kansas City, and Jake Diekman and Billy Hamilton don't really do it. How about Homer Bailey? Homer Bailey, who in the past 4 outings has been good enough, what more would the Royals need to see, or what more would the rest of baseball need to see from Homer Bailey for the Royals to get something for him at the deadline?
I think baseball probably wants a couple more starts to make sure what they're seeing is real. Royals would move him now, I think, if, you know, someone would come calling with even just, I don't think it takes much, right? Like, that's when you start talking like lottery chips. 17, 18-year-old kids in the minor league system, you're like, hey, guy with a bunch of upside, we'll take him. Or it's always that guy or the double-A guy who has power but hasn't shown it in his numbers has power, like how the Royals got Kelvin Gutierrez. So either of those guys are on the table. I think the Royals would take it for Bailey. He's a cheap option for teams, so he's not going to cost anything. He's probably owed like $300,000 the rest of the year. So that's not going to scare away teams. The last, Vern, you said he's pretty good in the last four. The last three, he's got a 1.37 ERA. Mm. He's got 19 and two-thirds. He's got 14 consecutive scoreless or thereabouts. So one more start before the deadline where he goes 6-7, lets up one. And I think they will have a couple of suitors. Like, somebody will buy into the, like, hey, this guy's going to cost us not much to trade for and nothing to pay. So let's take a shot on Homer Bailey being a guy who can eat up some starts for us down the road.
I know Ron's going to get mad at this question here, but I'm just wondering if the Royals will create a spot in the rotation for the soon-to-return Eric Skoglund.
Maybe. You know, I think that they'll look at that. I think in Homer Bailey's absence will be that. My thought is the second they trade, remember how we said Bubba Starling's spot is really determined on when Billy Hamilton is out of the way? I think that's how it is. Okay. I think it's the same for Skoglund, but for Homer Bailey. When Homer Bailey's gone, it'll either be Skoglund or Lopez back in the rotation. But here's the twist. I think it'll be one of those guys, but I think that'll be right about the time they finally call up Staumont and start using him as an opener. As an opener in front of one of those two guys is what I feel like they've been waiting on. They're not going to do it in front of Keller. They're not going to do it in front of Junis. They're not doing it in front of those guys. I think they'll do it in front of Lopez or Skoglund or one of those guys. And they've been practicing it in AAA, and it's been working for Staumont. So I feel like all those things kind of coincide together.
Cody Tapp, as usual, joining us at 12:30 every single Wednesday. We thank you for joining us. Let's get this sweep tonight.
All right.
How about that, Cody?
Oh, no.
West
That'd
Coast
be nice,
baseball?
Right?
I know you're loving it being in here till 1 in the morning. That a boy.
Hey, not tonight. 5:40 first pitch.
Oh,
you
that's
kidding?
Right. Yeah. A night game.
This afternoon, 4:30, catch Cody Tapp and Cody's On Deck show.
Appreciate you, Cody.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that opener thing, they've been doing that with Staumont and Zimmer down in Omaha, and they've had some success, and thought they might bring it up here to do it. I'm not acknowledging
Eric Skoglund. But suspension is almost up.
I'm
80 game suspension, PED, Skoggy.
I'm not acknowledging.
Skoggy, coming back, babe.
I'm not acknowledging that. Remember,
that's good stuff with Cody.
It is. Yeah, Cody's good. Remember today coming up, and this is all week long, on the drive at 5 o'clock, your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see Toy Story 4 all week long at 5 o'clock. Join Carrington and Sean Levine as well as BK, and they'll have that opportunity for you at 5 o'clock all week long. I wanted to jump to something real quick that I read last night, and this was a classic moment for me, Vern, of one of those. We talk about it. When we talk about things of race, we talk about things of women or anything that maybe we ourselves don't deal with on a day-to-day basis. When we give our opinions, sometimes we get to a point, Vern, where we say we need to just shut up and listen and just not and take ourselves out of it and shut up and listen. I felt like I ran into this yesterday. I'm reading the CBS News headline of a topic. It says, and this got a lot of run from a lot of females in the female reporters, females within the sports community. Eagles tight end Zach Ertz leaves training camp to watch wife in World Cup. And so then I saw a lot of females leaving comments like, you know, her name is Julie Ertz and she's one of the best athletes, male or female, right now. A big miss with this headline. A lot of people coming in saying she has a name too.
Also, it was mini camp, not training camp. Training camp is until August.
That's
idiots.
What makes Steve mad. Read the headline again, please.
Yeah, that'll get me back on track. Eagles tight end Zach Ertz leaves training camp to watch wife in World Cup. And I'm telling you, the first 20 seconds after I read that, I'm like, oh, God, this feels like, oh, come on, man. You're making a big deal out of this. This is silly. But then I, like, roll my eyes at it. But then I sat back and I'm like, you know what? Maybe this is one that I just don't understand, Will. And maybe I'm just not seeing this and I need to really sit down and listen and be quiet and understand. Well, maybe that is annoying, or maybe that is an issue where you don't mention her name and she is an athlete. She is somebody, like, you don't just say her name, is how easy that could be, how that could make women feel and how that could make women who have worked hard in this industry to try to get there. Like, I felt like that was a point in one of those situations, Vern, where I needed to just stop thinking about it from my vantage point, what I think about it, and to, yeah, I need to maybe just try to understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, we both find ourselves in that situation quite a bit where, you know what, I'm just going to listen. I'm not going to interject. I'm just going to absorb it and use it as I continue to evolve as a person. Ron, I can't do that with this. This, to me, is...
You thought people made a big, too much of a big deal out of it.
She didn't even say anything about it. She's not complaining about it. This is just classic 2019 when people want to be pissed about something that there's no reason to be pissed about. You see a headline that you don't like and you act like you're outraged and like we need to change our lives because of it. Did anyone click on the story and read it? Hey, Jeff Allen, cut it out. It's enough with the tweeting.
What did Jeff,
Jeff Allen say? Husband, it should write, God bless it. He writes,
let it go.
Husband of Julie Ertz comes to watch her play in World Cup during his off time. There, CBS, I fixed it.
I bet Jeff Allen knows when training camp is.
If you click on the story, it's a football story. Philadelphia Eagles star tight end, and it's going on about minicamp and the season ahead. It's about the Philadelphia Eagles, first of all. Secondly,
it was mandatory minicamp.
They want clicks. They're not trying to make people feel good. What gets clicks? Not Women's World Cup.
Oh,
the NFL.
Like, he got permission it's just, from the Eagles.
Who's upset? Is Julie Ertz upset that her husband came to visit him or her? No, she's not upset. She's not voicing her displeasure. It's other people that are just searching for something to be angry about. I don't, Ron, I understand what you're thinking, that you just need to listen. But no, those people need to not fall for it every time. Click the story. It's an NFL story. It's not about, look, if this was a big write-up of the Women's World Cup and they made it about Zach Ertz, that would be ridiculous. It's about the Eagles. Shut up, calm down, and get off of Twitter.
But Dougie P gave him permission.
But you can't see in a place, and I'm just trying to get there, to see in a place where maybe there is a feel of disrespect that you don't even mention her name. Because I do,
so why don't we call this show Katie's Fiance and Mrs. Show's Husband? Why don't we do that? It's
know
stupid.
When training camp starts.
Steve, I swear to God.
Yeah. It's not the same thing. It's like calling OTAs training camp. OTAs don't last for a month.
Right. I don't even feel like talking about
OTAs
it
are voluntary.
I really don't. I just try to look at it from the perspective of, because I've been there. Like we
just looking for retweets. That's all these people are doing.
Well,
Jeff Allen.
No, I'm sure that was. Oh, Jeff Allen's looking for retweets.
Oh, he is. Jeff Allen's trying to be in the media after football.
And here's my thing. I honestly think the person who made
really,
the headline,
Jeff Schwartz in it.
I honestly believe. I don't believe the person was trying to be mean or leave her name out on purpose who wrote the story up. I do sometimes think, though, we don't understand how that could make other people feel. And that's the only thing that I was looking for. Because I told you, the first 20 seconds that I read that, everything that you just voiced, that's what I did. I rolled my eyes at it. This is stupid. But reading people's responses, especially the female responses from people who work in the business, I try to see how that could be feeling of less than or annoying or annoyed.
I blacked out there midway through that topic.
Let it out, man. Do you?
I'm sorry for
that. Feel
yelling.
Your feeling on it. I'm not upset, or I don't feel like I'm soft or anything for the way that I'm trying to view things, because I do, especially with, I don't know how that feels.
And sometimes, even though I don't know how something feels, doesn't mean that somebody couldn't take that personal or take that in feeling a different way. And I try to look at it from that perspective.
I feel like, my bad, Jeff Allen. I didn't need to, because I would not have that same gusto if you walked into this room right now. So,
man, you ain't no bitch. You would too. You probably would. No,
I met Jeff Allen at the Alamo Draft House one time.
Sir, you're just doing a different show in there, aren't you?
He
just hears little things that, oh, I could say this right now. Turn my mic on and say
He's onto something, man. He really got Eagles training camp out of that topic. Thank you, Vern. I hate 2019. People are too soft and sensitive. Clint the Mailman, listener 3.
If Julie Ertz complained, then that I'm shutting up and listening. Then I'm listening.
Different. You feel different if Julie Ertz.
But it's other people offended for other people. Just because something offends you doesn't mean I need to change everything
I do. You get offended for other people who haven't been offended about things or don't voice it, right?
I don't know.
That never happened to you?
I don't know.
I believe that had.
I don't know. Don't throw that at me right now unless you got evidence. You know I'm not thinking straight right now. I'm too damn angry.
All right, let's calm down. Let's go get you a bag of your favorite chips.
All right.
Go do that. Go ahead and leave right now. Go ahead and get you a bag of your favorite chips. Sort of just, man, just go walk it off, Steve.
Should we all share some popcorn? I know how much you like it. I don't like it, but I will share it with you for the betterment of the show.
I don't even know where to go here. Just go to break.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.